our presenter today is Lonnie, the sales manager at the Kauai Visitors Bureau. Welcome, Lonnie, and thank you for being here today and for joining us all the way from Hawaii. So go ahead and take it away, Lonnie.
Mahalo, Zephin. Aloha kako and everyone, and e komo mai. Welcome to my Kauai Visitors Bureau presentation of our beautiful island of Kauai. And of course, as Zephin mentioned, that I'm the sales manager for Kauai Visitors Bureau. And we have so much to go through, so let's get started, all right? Okay, so Kauai is the most northernest island of the Hawaiian chain, and we are also circular, but there's a little tiny island on the side of us, which is Niihau. They fall within our county of Kauai, and we are probably like the fourth largest island in the Hawaiian Islands. Okay, so everyone, please close your eyes. Okay, no peeking. Okay, so think about Hawaii. What do you see in your mind when you're thinking about Kauai? Okay, so it can be like lush, serene, green and blues and just a bunch of colors. So open your eyes and this is Kauai. That's what you're imagining. So with Kauai, we have visitors that come to our island, look for somewhere that is peaceful and serene. So, and our island is branded as the rejuvenating island. So many times when you do have clients that want to do multiple islands, leave Kauai for last because that way they can get rejuvenated before going back home. So as you can see the photos right here, beautiful pictures of our scenic, multiple landscaping of our island. All right. So there are multiple direct flights from the U.S. continent to Kauai. So from Canada, there's some flights that come into the U.S. and then we'll head on over to Kauai as well. So there's Air Canada and WestJet as well. So we do have like Denver flights that fly in directly. We have the Seattle one and the San Diego. And then also, too, we have inter-island flights from island to island. So we have Southwest Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines. And it's only about like a 35, 40-minute flight over to our island from the island of Oahu. Okay, so let's get started. And let me tell you about Napali Coast. So Napali Coast is one of our scenic icons. Beautiful. As you can see in the back of me, this is Napali Coast. So as you can see, our island is circular. But however, they do not meet up on our main road. So we really don't want to build any bridges or roads through this gorgeous view right behind me. And that's the Napali Coast. And there we go. Beautiful sight to see. You can only see the Napali Coast from air or sea, or otherwise there is a hiking tour, but it is rated one of the top 10 difficult hikes in the world. So you can do part of the trail to Hanakapiai and Hanakapiai Falls, and then turn back and come back out into the beautiful beach of Ke'e. So let's start North Shore. This side is more of the wetter side of the island, but however, it is the gorgeous side that you can find so much of the great weather during the summertime and the beautiful cliffs of Napali Coast. And then we do have the reservations are required. And this is for the Kilauea Point. And this is the northernest point. If you do not make reservation. There is a lookout point that you can actually just see, but there's lots of wildlife birds, and they have like the whale season is usually from November through sometimes March. So that's a good whale season. Now, many people have been going on to our Haena State Park website to get there. There is a reservation system there, and it opens up at midnight 30 days prior to your arrival. So please have your clients make their reservations as soon as possible. So as you can see here, and I am going to see that I have made these reservations query from September 11th. So if you wanted to come during this time in October, as you can see, there is hardly any opening for the pass and the park pass and parking, but no fretting because you can always take the shuttle. So what it is that you will, they will have you park your car, and then the shuttle goes back about every 30 minutes. So you can catch the shuttle to go to Haena State Park, where KA Beach is, a lot of great snorkeling there, and the Hanakapiai Trail and Kalalau Trail. Okay, so have them do it as soon as they can. Okay, and the next one just opened up at the end of April this year is the Hanalei National Wildlife Refuge, and they have marquees out there for you to be educated on what's happening in there in the wildlife, and also to you can overlook the valley of Hanalei Valley as well as the Halalea Forest Reserve and Hanalei Bay. So it's a great place to go and take up the scenery and learn about our wildlife. Okay, so let's get on down to the east side, which we call our Royal Coconut Coast. And it is, Kapa'a Town is one of the, it's one of the largest towns on our island. Lots of happenings there. We don't have any cities on our island, just little quaint towns. And the first Saturday of every month, they do have a art walk and Ho'olaulea cultural shows going on at their town. So it's a great place. Lots of people just wait for the first Saturday to get some arts and crafts and entertainment. Okay. And then the next one is Ke'alahele Makalai. And this is our coastal path. And it was just named from the Hall of Fame honors for the top trails. So that we are really proud of that. This paved path goes along the coast of the east side of the ocean. So you can rent bikes from Kapa'a Town and take your way out. And you can either ride a bike or walking, however, skating. So it is a great path to go on. And I would suggest doing it early in the morning or in the evening time because it can get pretty hot out there. And who doesn't love chocolate? We have Lydgate Farms, and Will Lydgate, the owner of it, he opened up a new storefront in Kapa'a Town. So you might want to check it out. But if you want to take his farm tour, he does have a farm tour not too far up, but you'll learn all about the cacao. And also too, you'll learn about vanilla. And who knew vanilla is very hard to harvest. So that's why it's pricey. But we would like to recognize him as one of the best tasting chocolates in the world. And in Europe, he finally won the gold at Cacao of Excellence. So kudos go to Will and his whole team at Lydgate Farms. Okay, so let's come on down to Lihue. And Lihue is the central part of our island. And it's where more of the industrial and where the airport is, as well as our Na'uili'uili Harbor, where the cruise lines come in. Okay, so Here we have Kalapaki Beach, not too far from the Willy Willy Harbor, which sits on the opposite side of that mountain that you see in the horizon. And Kalapaki Beach is on the location of the Royal Sonesta Kauai Resort. So it's a more of a bay, so you can learn how to surf there and paddle canoe. So lots of things that are happening there at that bay. And something near and dear to my heart is the Kauai Museum. It is a two historical buildings, and it two floors in each, but it has so much information in there. So I will tell our visitors that come here, go to Kauai Museum first, because that way you can learn about our island, learn about our culture, and you can get out there when you go, sightseeing or visiting places, and you'll have a background and what we call mana'o, knowledge of our island and culture. So it is a small museum, but impacted with so many activities as well. They have lei making. You can see there they have lei hulu, which is feather making as well, and coconut frond weaving as well with Uncle Onyo. Okay, and then we head on to the Gaylord's Mansion. This used to be one of the Wilcox mansions, and it was restored. And the inside, they kept so much of the beautiful koa wood inside. So you can actually see how the mansion looks inside. But they have also renovated with little shops inside, and they house the Plantation House restaurant in there. Great food to eat there. And they house the Koloa Rum Company and also their train ride. So it's an open caboose type of train that goes around their orchard. You'll get to stop and feed the wild pigs, the goats, and of course the chickens. But they also have Kauai safaris there, and one of their safaris is the Kauai rum safari. Really great. They will concoct the Mai Tai for you, take you all around the property. You will also feed the wild animals there. And when they bring you out to another pavilion, beautiful pavilion in the taro fields, they will concoct whatever is in season, season fruit for you. And it's just a great, relaxing and educational tour while having your Koloa rum. Okay, so let's head on down to the South Shore and into Poipu. So Poipu is, they call it the sunny side of the island. And we have the Poipu Beach. Oh, this is where I learned how to swim when I was an infant. And right now, they have been having a whole bunch of honu there, which is our green sea turtles. So all in the sandy part of the beach, people can actually see the sea turtles. They come up in the evening. We do have an organization that is there so that people can see the sea turtles and not disturb them from their natural habitat. Then we have the National Tropical Botanical Garden. We call it NTBG, and there's actually five in the United States. One is in Florida, one is in Maui, and three sits on our beautiful island. So two of it, the gardens, which is the Ellerton Garden and the McBride Garden, sits adjacent to each other and the South Shore. And there is like a combo tour that you can take. And another one is Limahuli Garden, which is all the way in the north. So let's head on to the west side, which we call more of our drier side of the island. We don't have too much resort area on this side, but we do have like a quaint Waimea plantation cottages where you just relax and, get offline, and it is a very great area to be at if you want to, just get away from everything. So going into Waimea Town is our King Kamualii statue. So this has this was erected a few years ago, and the name of it is called Paʻulaʻula. And just about a year and a half ago, we finally got the name turned back. It was called the Russian Fort. However, the Russians started building it, but never finished it. So King Kamualii and his constituents finished up building the Russian Fort, but we couldn't get the name changed. So finally, we got that change to Paʻulaʻula. So a lot of history too. So stop on by. This is on your way through the entrance of Waimea Town. So this is another one of our icons, Waimea Canyon. Beautiful, gorgeous, and different times of the day, you'll see different colors. So during the daytime, you'll see more of the greens and the reds, and more towards the evening times, I've seen it where it's more of the blues and the purples. So it's 14 miles long and over 45 miles worth of hiking trails there. So lots of people come to our island to hike. So this is one place that they can actually get some true deep or easy hiking. And also too, is that there is a pay station. So for the first lookout, pay up there, and then you can go further up onto the rest of the lookouts. And one of our cheaters points of the Nepali coast is our Kalalau Valley lookout. Gorgeous. That would be all the way up to the top where you can see this. Okay, so besides our gorgeous views of our island, we have a bunch of activities. So we asked visitors, like, was it enough to stay here for a week? And they say, on your small island, we could not imagine 7 days is not enough. So we have like boat tours, and Blue Dolphin actually was rated in the USA Today Reader's Choice as your best tour company for Kauai. So boat tour of the Nepali coast. Also, mountain tubing. We are the only ones that have mountain tubing in the entire state. And it's really a fun type of activity where this used to be the irrigation ditches for the sugarcane plantation. That's how they used to have all of the sugarcane brought down from the mountains. It is like a lazy river. You get in there and you also go through the mountain flumes. So it is very dark. So they give you some headlamps to go through there. And 5 years old is the minimum age. So as you can see, there's some yellow tubes up there, and those are for the little ones. And river kayaking is one of a favorite as well. This one, a lot of people go up to the Wailua River, and there's one tour that you go all the way up, you dock your kayaks, and you can hike all the way up to Uluwehi Falls. And with the Hawaii Visitors Convention Bureau, which is our parent company, along with Hawaii Tourism Authority, which is a state entity, we are looking in, we are excited to get people to know more about Malama Hawaii. Malama means to take care and to protect. So that would be of our culture and our aina as well. So we want people to come here and visit our island with all of the activities and the great sights, but to really, really get engaged with our culture and with our locals here on island is to do an easy beach cleanup. You know, so beach cleanup, volunteer for events or support ocean-friendly restaurants. And you can find more information on the Hawaii Tourism Authority website. And there's a QR code right there. More information you can get later on. And one of them is Common Ground. This is a happening place. They are really getting innovative of their place. This used to be a guava plantation. if many of you know or remember the fruits, it's a sweet, seedy fruit, and it was an industrial farm as well. But Common Grounds have come up with a farm and food experience. So they're into agro farming. And so it's more a farming of the future. So they have tours. You can do the tours. You can do the food. Everything that comes to their table is from their farm. And now they've started a new program, which is their lane making. So you'll actually get to go and forage for your own foliage and for your own pua, which is flowers. And you'll end up making them, and you'll get to, you know, have some light refreshments from their garden as well. So it's a cool place to go, as well as we do have the Waipa cultural farm tours as well. And this one here is more towards Haena, which is more on the northernest point. And Tasting Kauai has food tours. Now, I thought I went to all of them, but they've added more on. So looks like I'm going to head back out and try more. But it's really good food tours that you get to taste all the local foods here made in the island, as well as the restaurants and food trucks. And sometimes you'll get to even meet the chefs as well. So your visitors or clients can actually get some local cuisine off of these food tours. Great tour. All right. And also too, something that I had been working on in the past 2 years is handling all of the funding for these great events. So another thing is that many of our repeat visitors, they will tag on their vacation because they want to come to one of these large events. So this is something that you may want to check out, and you can go to gohawaii.com or kauaifestivals.com. Check out what's happening, you know, in the month that your visitor wants to, your clients would want to come here. And check out to say like, hey, we do have the Kaloa Plantation Days out in July. You can get to go there and experience the parade and how the sugarcane came about to Hawaii. And as well as upcoming, we're going to have the Kauai Chocolate and Coffee Festival coming up soon. So that's something that I've been going to, and it's just, it's tasting. You get to taste all the chocolate and coffee, different types of coffee. And I'm telling you, I'm in heaven. I get kind of wired though up when I leave that event, but it's fun. Another volunteer opportunities is the Kauai Surf Rider Foundation. They do many of the beach cleanups as well as the Lydgate. The Lydgate one is pretty good that we've been recommending to our visitors because it's only 2 hours on a Saturday. So sometimes you can't even get them off the beach, you know, after 2 hours, but they get together with our community and learn about our ocean safety as well as cleaning our beaches. So this one for Lydgate, it would be on the east side of our island. And of course, we do have our Kauai Humane Society field trips for shelter dogs. You know, our dogs would like to come out of the shelter and get to roam around and go to the beach. So we do have some visitors that miss their furry friends back home. So they will come out to the Kauai Humane Society and take them out. They provide you with a pack and like a vest, and the vest says for adoption. And so that's not for us to use, it's for the animals. But here I am and with my dog that he was a shelter dog, and his name is Kao, which means white. So he's totally white. And so this is a great way to get the dogs out and visitors to have some fun as well. Statistics have shown that every week, the Kauai Humane Society have had dogs adopted, at least 2 adoption a week from visitors. So they work with Alaska Airlines to get their dogs back to their home And then another one is, here is Maile, and she is our director of sales and marketing. She is at our first Kauai's Tropicats, and she's here like with the little one. So it's a really great place to just go and, you know, so that if you're missing your animals back home. All right. So it's a good place to volunteer and get and help out with Malama Kauai. Okay. I would like to say mahalo for joining me. And if any one of you have not gone on to agents.gohawaii.com, please go on. There is a slew of educational programs, and we do have one for every single island. So if you finish every island, you get your destination certification. So go on to there. There's a lots of tools also and updates of our islands. Okay, so things change. So check on that website. So create an account on there, and you'll get some information sent to you also from Hawaii Visitors Convention Bureau to let you know what's happening. And here are our contacts below if you want to take a picture of that. And again, mahalo nui.
Thank you so much, Lani. Really appreciate the presentation today. That was fantastic. Such beautiful imagery, and what a great place to visit. So thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and do a quick Q&A. I saw that there was one question for now. The question should be a fairly simple one for you, Lani. Would this be an island for a honeymoon?
Oh, most definitely. Yes. Honeymooners are so welcome here. It is one where they can actually separate themselves, you know, from their bridal party. And it's just a great way to have like a mindful and peaceful honeymoon here. Or if they want to do all the rambunctious things, you know, lots, like I said, there's lots of activities to be had and done here on our island. But beautiful way. We do have so much honeymooners that come here.
And with that, why don't we go ahead and we're going to end the stream here. So thank you again, everyone, for being here today. And thank you, Lani.
Aloha.